This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Today is the first day of spring, and it's also match day. To new doctors across the country, that is more significant than the changing seasons. It's an annual rite of passage when they figure out what's next. Earlier today, some 41,000 MDs opened envelopes to find out where they're going to do their residencies, their next round of training. Would-be residents ranked hospitals and medical centers. Hospitals and medical centers rated would-be residents. Then a computer program matched them, or most of them. There are only about 30,000 spots. Atul Grover is a doctor. He's also the Association for American Medical College's chief public policy officer, and he joins us now. Hi, Dr. Grover.
Hi, Dave.
Do you remember your match day, what it was like?
I do remember my match day. It was scary. It was exciting. For us, it was 1998, so almost 20 years ago. And it was really all about the envelopes. And we went back to our groups of friends and family, sat down, and everybody kind of opened their envelope on the count of three. And I can just remember myself being personally elated at getting my first choice of a residency. It was sort of the culmination of all these years you put in, and in many ways a sort of final sign that, you know, you were in the right profession.
How complicated is the calculus? How hard is it to figure out who's going to go where?
Well, if you think about how many people are applying for residency positions, so you know that 8,000 people who have a medical degree, are not going to be able to go on and complete their training and take care of patients. The algorithm is one that really takes its roots in an algorithm that has won the Nobel Prize. It's a complicated process, but it works really well.
You're talking about thousands of students, thousands of people who have spent quite a bit of money to go to medical school who will not match. How do they begin to process that? And is this really the end for them? Is there a chance that they could go through this again and maybe the results will be better the next year?
This problem has really just gotten worse ever since I completed medical school. And the question is, what do you then do? You've got a student debt load of roughly $180,000 already. In about half the cases, at least last year, we found that we were able to either find other opportunities for those individuals, such as working in a research lab for a year. And then oftentimes, they're trying to make sure they shore up their resumes even further so that they can enter the match again the following year. And that's really because Congress has caused a big problem since 1997. For 18 years, they've put a cap on the support that teaching hospitals receive for training those physicians in residencies. As a result, we've tried to address the physician shortage by increasing the enrollment at U.S. medical schools. We've done that. The challenge is because Congress has refused to eliminate that freeze on support for residencies, we now see that increasingly more and more applicants are applying for essentially a very small rate of growth in residency positions.
What can we divine about the medical profession from the way that these matches are conducted?
We have record numbers of people applying for medical school spots in this country. It continues to go up. So, number one, I think the competitiveness of the match and the competitiveness of getting into medical school show that medicine is still a very attractive calling. Number two, I think the fact that you've got people who are willing to kind of go through this very rigorous process is probably a testament to the fact that people have a lot of faith in the process.
Dr. Atul Grover is Chief Public Policy Officer with the Association of American Medical Colleges. Dr. Grover, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Dave.